Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Basically, David, the team we're building here and the project that we're building here can't be tied to one man, do you know what I mean?
You need continuity.
Hey, that's right. Obviously with myself and Colin in the football department, that's continuity at the top. But down at the level where those lot kick a ball about, we've only got Welly.
You can do better than Welly.
My walking football pensioner team could do better than fucking Welly.
Look, if Sven goes, and the next manager goes, and the next manager goes after that, we need a guy who's that, you know, fixed presence. Always there, come rain or shite.
Right. Well, I tend to go from job to job quite often, you see, guys.
Yeah, well, how about you don't, David? Have you ever considered that?
Dave, what we're offering is some stability for you, right? You want to find a girl and settle down? If you want, get married. We could be that girl, pal. I mean, look at us. Fucking gorgeous. Do you want me to put a fucking skirt on and give you a wee dance? Because I will, Dave. Believe me, I will.
This is a bit new for me. I've always been a bit of a journeyman as a coach, really. I was at United, then went to Chelsea, then followed Scolari to Brazil, and then I was in bloody Spain with Atletico, then obviously Leipzig these past 2 years.
It's no life, Dave.
Come on, pal. This is the place for you. You know Broomie already from your United days. You're working under Sven, who's a lovely guy, if you like that kind of thing.
I think I'm ready to settle down.
Fucking get in.
That's the fucking spirit, Davey. Welcome to Ashwood City. David Hall, first team coach.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season four of The Offensive. Ashwood City have recorded back-to-back wins over Liverpool at Anfield and Tottenham at Dartley Park. The new run of form has prompted a new role at the club. With an esteemed background in the game, first-team coach David Hall has been hired to work under head coach Sven-Goran Eriksson and ensure a long-term cohesion between the Ashwood City first team and the vision of sporting director Chris Woody Woodall.
I hit a cat this morning, Ruben.
What? That's awful.
Hey, one of those things, isn't it? What can you do?
Have you told the owners?
Nah, I was in a rush to get to work. I'll tell them when I get back.
Did it just run out in front of you?
Kinda, eh?
Did it go under the wheel?
Under the wheel of what?
Your car?
No, I cycled in this morning.
Oh.
I was in my flower bed taking a shite.
When you say you hit a cat...
Oi, oi, fuckers!
Let me get under your umbrella, Ruby.
It's not really big enough for... Okay.
How's the training looking?
Good, Colin. Very fucking good.
Says who?
My fucking eyes. And like Shakira's hips, they don't lie, Colin, all right?
What about that time you wanted to sign Ben Tickey?
I didn't want to sign him, all right? It was just a fucking stunt to make it look like we were spending money. Paris just fucked us over, that's all.
Ruby, what's the lowdown on this training session? Give it to me in your fucking nerdy numbers.
Work rates are up. Massively. The GPS vests are measuring a 15% increase in distance covered, a 9% increase in sprints, heart rates are up a couple of percentage points, heat maps look how they should look on a match day, let alone training.
See? Fucking told ya. My eyes don't lie.
This is fucking music to my ears.
These are the fucking numbers you need before you go to Elland Road, pal, let me fucking tell ya.
Exactly. I've been having fucking nightmares over this Leeds game for days.
I think Bielsa will be having nightmares when we turn up, eh, guys?
Yeah, good one, Milhouse. Get back to your numbers.
Let's have a look at the iPad, Ruby.
If I see so much as a frame of pornography on that thing, Colin Walsh, you're in trouble.
Careful, don't get it wet.
I'm checking something, fuck's sake. We've got a vest here that's registering some pretty shite data.
Let's have a fucking look. Oh, fuck, aye. That's broomy.
Sprints down 20%. Distance down 50%.
Is he injured?
Nah, no way. Rachel hasn't said shite about her. And she'd wrap him all up in cotton wool and give him a fucking lollipop if she could.
Is it the rain?
The rain? He's from the north of England and he can't play in the fucking rain.
Well, what the fuck is he doing?
He's worked with David Hall before, right?
Hey, when Kieran was a youth player at United.
Do you think he doesn't like him?
What's not to like? David's fab. Everyone fucking likes him. For fuck's sake, Leipzig, we're fucking begging him to stay.
Get to the fucking bottom of it. If Kieran can't pull his finger out, he can't start V Leeds in the middle of the park.
I know that, Colin. Fuck's sake. Hey, pal.
Woody, we need you up in the office.
No, I'm busy, pal. You come down here.
No, it's pissing it down. See you up here in a sec. It's a weird situation we've got going on up here.
What you on about weird? What do you need me for, pal?
I'll just fucking come up here and find out. For fuck's sake.
Right, what's all the fuss about? This better not be someone's birthday or some cunt showing a crusty new baby around the office.
Woody, what do you know about David Hall?
Ashwood City's new first-team coach extraordinaire, handpicked by the finest spotting director in the land, Jess.
Woody, what do you know about him?
Loads.
Any skeletons in his closet?
Skeletons of what?
What?
Like humans or mice or what?
What are you talking about? Why are you even here?
I'm just saying, if it was a mouse skeleton, it's like, come on, what's the big fucking deal? People kill mice all the time.
Colin, you're making my brain hurt. Now fuck off. Woody, what's the situation with David Hall?
He's a nice guy. Everyone says he's a nice guy. What's going on?
Hi, hello, sorry. right, what's going on? What's the verdict?
Woody says he's a nice guy, great reputation. Meanwhile, Colin collects mouse corpses or something.
I didn't say that. I just suggested skeletons in the closet aren't always a bad thing.
Shut up!
For fuck's sake, can someone tell me what the fuck is going on?
Patrick?
Sorry?
Want to tell him?
You're the director of communications, so... Yeah, now communicate.
We just did rock, paper, scissors, and I won, remember?
Yeah, but I made the point that the paper could be made into money, right? So, you know, if you did scissors and I did paper... I could use the paper, which in this case has been pressed into banknotes, to purchase the scissors and eliminate the threat they cause.
Pal, my skeleton in the closet sheet made more sense than that.
Patrick, now! Tell him!
Right, so, David Hall. There's some rumours going around on, Twitter and, other places where rumours tend to percolate. Speaking of, does anyone want a coffee, by the way?
Get on with it!
So the rumours are sort of suggesting that David Hall, our new coach, David Hall shags dogs.
David Hall shags dogs.
Yeah.
Right, hold on. Let me fucking try to understand something here.
They're saying he shags dogs, pal.
I know that. I know what they're fucking saying, Colin. I'm aware of how fucking words work, all right? I'm just asking, where are these rumours?
Well, like I said, some very, very strong trending on Twitter. A few fan forums and the like.
Oh, aye, of course, fan forums, the sacred bastions of truth and integrity.
Hey, don't get angry with me, Woody, okay? I'm just dealing with the... Look, I'm supposed to be on a call about fucking Q4 projections. Instead, I'm here discussing the merits of some dog-shagging allegations.
Right. Woody seems certain David's a good guy, right?
Well, I mean, yes. But then you go and tell me that he shags dogs.
Well, is he a good guy or not?
I think so.
What do you mean, think so?
Because I formed a fucking opinion of someone and then someone else told me that person shags dogs. Forgive me if I'm feeling a little confused, Jess. Jesus fucking Moses.
Oh, it can't be true. Can it?
If you want my opinion, he doesn't look the type.
Great, thanks, Cole.
Where do we suppose these rumours have come from? I think it's important that we get on top of it now and stamp these rumours out.
No suggestions. Great, so we have no idea where they come from. Any rival supporters of his old teams? Maybe they kicked this off.
No way. He's not attached to nobody. I wouldn't associate him with one club. He gets jobs everywhere.
Shit. Well, who started the rumour then? It must be someone who doesn't like him.
Ah, fucking hell. I think I know who it is.
Right, so I was at United, yeah? And everything's going great. Won the Youth Cup in 2011, Pogba gets called up to seniors, and I'm honestly pick of the bunch right now in that youth team midfield, yeah? It's me, Cleverley, Lings, Powley, Benny Pearson, Tunners, Braids, that's Robbie Brady, by the way, and Bebe. Do you remember Bebe? Fucking rubbish. Ravel's probably fucking about by this point and all, so I am the cream de la cream. Like, seriously, right? Then, David Hall comes along. He fucking drops me. Next minute, I've been transferred.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate, mate. It is. But look, it's important that we get to this key point, Kieran. Why have you told everyone that he shags dogs?
'Cause he does.
But how do you know that?
'Cause I know. And when you know, you know. You know?
Oh, you don't know anything. That's what you know.
Broomie, David is a fucking well-respected bloke, right? I've been tracking this guy down for a long, long time. You can't just throw that all away by saying that he shags fucking dogs.
When I were at United, right?
You fucking get it. You played for United. Fuck's sake.
Look, when I were at United, someone said, right? Someone said they saw him driving through Stretford.
Yeah?
With a dog in the passenger seat.
Then what happened?
What do you mean?
What happened with the dog in the passenger seat?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You just told us if you know, you know.
Well, I don't know. I weren't there, but one of the lad's girlfriends saw it.
Whose girlfriend?
I think it were Ravel's.
Right. So, Ravel Morrison's girlfriend in 2011, 2012?
Something like that, yeah.
Said that she saw David Hall driving through Stretford with a dog in the passenger seat.
Correct, yeah. And that's the fucking epicentre of this rumour, is it? That's ground fucking zero for this clusterfuck. Someone saw him with a dog. Wowee.
Yeah, but in the passenger seat.
So?
But it weren't in back. It were riding up front like it were his girlfriend or something.
I can't do this. I cannot do this.
You and me both, pal.
Patrick, wait.
I am a chief executive of a football club valued at over £600 million. I'm an MBE. I went to Cambridge University, for heaven's sake. I will not sit here and listen to this bollocks.
Hey. Everybody, calm down. We can figure this out.
Kieran, is that why you're trotting around the training ground like some fucking lame horse? Because you don't like the guy?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
For fuck's sake, man.
I'm going to get some lunch, okay? Is it still pissing it down?
Yeah, raining cats and dogs, pal.
Oh, don't tell David, eh? No wonder he's still out there. Hey, Woody. I said no wonder he's still out.
I fucking heard you, Kieran.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Obviously, David, we take this matter extremely seriously.
Then I want Patrick in here now.
That's no problem. No problem at all. He's on his way. He's on his way now.
We'll get this sorted, Davey. Don't you worry, pal.
Here he is.
Hi, guys. Hi, David. Look, again, I'm so, so sorry about all of this. It's just a big misunderstanding.
Tell that to my son.
Sorry?
There's been a bit of a problem at David's son's school.
Someone put a collar on him.
Right.
On Mark's first day at a new school, a collar. Is that funny?
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I can assure you, David, it is not funny in the slightest. You know, there's not an atom of humour in any of this. Yeah, behaviour like this and Mark's bullying experience. Excuse me, put your teeth in, Patrick. Blah. Goodness. Mark's bullying experience is unacceptable.
I want to know who started these rumours.
No, you don't. Probably just some idiot out there. Let it go, David. Eh? It's better if we move on, isn't it? Let dead donkeys lie.
Was it a player?
No.
Woody, tell me. Did the player start this?
I think the club feel that if it were a player, it's probably best to keep that information to one side.
To one side? What the fuck does that mean?
Well, it means it's better for us to take the high road, not get dragged into pointing fingers.
You're going to protect the player over my son? Over my reputation?
That is not what we're saying at all, David.
They put a collar on my son. What next? Where do you draw the line? Dog shit through my letterbox? Tie my family up on Leeds.
Leeds, finally! Glad somebody said it. What are we thinking, David? I think Bielsa's boys look tired. He's been walking them like dogs.
Colin!
Oh, sugar, I forgot about the dog fucking thing.
Out, now.
He's talking about Leeds.
Yeah, different Leeds. Get out, Colin. Out, out. Look, we can fix this, David. I know this has tainted your first day, but that's all it is, a first day. First day of many, many proud days at this football club. This football club that is very happy to have you.
I can speak to the social media platforms and independent sites and get this nonsense taken down.
Can you do that?
Of course, David.
It's beyond me, all that social media stuff.
And that's what we're here for.
At my age, it's too bloody complicated.
Can't teach an old dolphin new tricks.
Dave, we looked at training, you know, Colin and I. Loved what we saw, pal. It's exactly what we talked about. I think this could be the start of a great fit. I really do.
Yeah. Me too.
Good.
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 You know, we're building something here, David. I know people don't think much of us, but we can really take this league by storm. Yeah, we're the underdogs. Who doesn't love an underdog? You love an underdog, don't you, David?
Pal.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Idiot.
Oh, shit, you said dolphin, didn't you, Jess? Under dingo. That, does that work?
Still a dog.
Patrick, that'll do.
It's Kieran, isn't it?
Sorry, what was that?
The rumour. It's come from Kieran, hasn't it?
No.
Would he?
Well, we don't know for sure if
I'm gonna fucking kill him.
Davey, no, stop. Davey, down, boy. Heal.
Woody, you're not helping. Patrick, come on.
No, sorry, this is ridiculous, okay? I'm going to stay here and type up the Q4 projections like an adult. Thank you very much. This fucking place.
You fucking prick!
Oh, hey up, who let the dogs out?
That's not fucking funny.
Right, okay, that'll do.
Oh, fucking come on then.
Give paw, come on.
Kieran, enough.
You're a fucking dickhead.
I did what I had to, mate. Dog eat dog world, innit?
Fuck off!
Hey, Kieran, I don't care how fucking funny that is. That's enough.
It ain't fucking funny at all.
Ah, come on, pal. It was a wee bit funny, wasn't it? But it doesn't mean that it's right.
You, I tell you, you fucking...
Oh?
This place!
Come on.
I have never...
Spit it out.
Fucking...
What is it, lassie? Someone trapped down the well.
Kieran, that'll do.
Chris Well trapped in a well, is it?
Fuck you. Fuck you. I fucking quit.
Oh.
This fucking club is a joke.
No, David, no. You don't mean that.
I don't mean it. His bark's worse than his bite.
I'll smash your fucking head in, mate.
Broomy, enough, all right? Will someone go and get Sven, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, don't worry, would it? Dave will. Go on, lad. Off you go. Fetch. Good boy. Good boy.
Kieran, fucking hell.
What on earth?
Fuck off, you cunt! I'm gonna be cycling in the fucking bush!
Woody, what the fuck are you doing?
Ah, hey, pal. I'm cycling home.
He's pissing it down.
I know. Shite, innit?
Get in.
But what about my bike?
Put it in the boot. But make sure you roll out the tarpaulin in the back. And make sure the wheels don't touch the leather. Okay?
Christ, I'm soaked.
Just try and drip into the footwell, if you can. Tough day.
Hey.
How's David?
Oh, awful. Went fucking berserk earlier. Frothing at the mouth and everything.
Oh, yeah, rabies. Yeah, real shame there. Should probably have him put down. Oh, come on, Woody, that was good. How's Kieran?
In the doghouse. Oh, you liked that one, didn't you? I've given him a fine and everything.
No, oh, good for you.
I think I've persuaded David to stay, but it wasn't easy.
You really think he's that good?
I think he's the missing piece, you know? Just that sense of structure around those guys. They need it.
Then if you say so, Chris Woodall, the sky is the limit. Hey, buddy.
What are you after? Why are you being so cuddly and nice?
I'm proud of you.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you picked out the right man for the job. You fought to keep him. You kept a cool head. Well done, mate. Well done.
Oh, thanks, pal. I don't think you've ever said that you're proud of me before.
Well, Woody, every dog has its day.
She said I'm no high flyer. No high
Jesus Christ, you don't turn it down. Patrick, turn it down, for fuck's sake!
But it went really well with the timing of my witty remark.
I don't care.
care, turn it off, alright? I've had a really long fucking day, and the last thing I need is you blasting your shite music at me.
I wasn't blasting music at you. I said something witty, and I just wanted to...
To deafen me. You wanted to fucking deafen me.
I didn't. It was just a fucking cool bit of music.
A cool bit of music? Who are you? John fucking Peel. Fucking Joe Wiley.
Oh, okay, right. Get out and fucking cycle.
But it's pissing it down.
Get out of the car.
Oh, you really are a giant twat, aren't you?
No, you're the giant twat. You're the giantest of twattest giant twats, you twat.
I'm tripping all over your fucking seats.
Oh, yeah, go on. Get like on that? Your bike. Do some skids.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.